And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome again to Power of Prophecy. Well, today we have a volume of secrets. In fact, this is volume 184. About once a month we do this, you know, and it's always one of my most enjoyable programs because I just take an array, a bunch of stuff that, you know, is sort of like stuff that you, most of it you really will not get either the same angle or even the information at all from the controlled media. And we love to tell the truth here. It's so much fun being truth tellers. And that's what we do with secrets. There's always things that we talk about you won't hear anywhere else, or you'll hear the truth. It's amazing how much is being covered up today. You know, this Penn State University scandal, this pedophile coach, and then the same thing up at Syracuse University up in New York State, where a basketball coach there, Penn State was a football coach, and a basketball state or basketball coach, Mr. Fine, a fine man he is. He molested evidently several boys. It's alleged, but hey, the evidence looks pretty solid there. And all of this was covered up for so many years. Remember the book that we offered called The Franklin Cover-Up? Showed that how they ran a pedophile boys sex ring in the White House during the Ronald Reagan administration. Now, all the conservatives out there and evangelical Christians, I know you think that Ronald Reagan was a paragon of excellence, the greatest man who ever lived, and all that kind of nonsense. But the White House at the time was being used by call boy ring, you might say. They would jet these young boys, these poor, unfortunate boys, many of whom later turned up dead. Others showed up at the Bohemian Grove where they were prostituted out to filthy, dirty, rich old men. The Franklin cover-up. Unbelievable. And, you know, they were getting a lot of these boys. They were orphans from the boys' home, the Catholic boys' home. You know, Father Flanagan and all that stuff. Yeah, it makes me want to study who Father Flanagan really was. But they were getting there in Omaha, Nebraska, I believe it was, the sheriff, the mayor, the city council, everybody was involved in prostituting these boys. Folks, these things really go on. They're covered up for so long. We're going to talk a little bit about the Penn State University situation. My good friend Victor Thorne wrote an article for the American Free Press about it. I'm going to give you some facts on that. And the question really should be, is Sandusky, Coach Sandusky, part of a larger pedophile ring? Because there are now stories coming out of what they call Happy Valley. Yeah, a real Happy Valley there. A horrible, unhappy place. Stories coming out that he started this Second Mile Foundation, this Coach Sandusky. And they were taking these poor kids, deprived kids, kids without real parents or their fathers were in prison or something. They were near orphan status. And they were really going to help these boys. Turned out that they were pimping them out to rich pedophile men across the northeast part of the United States. Now you say, well, thank God they don't do this in Florida where I lived, or Arizona or New Mexico or Utah or Montana. Ha ha. Don't think for a moment this isn't going on across America and the world. About a decade ago, over in the country of Belgium, Brussels, Belgium, in Europe, a pedophile snuff ring was discovered. Turns out that everybody from the highest government officials to judges, you know, their nation's top judges, were all part of this ring. And they even had a castle outside of town where they would take films of young boys and some girls being raped and then murdered on film by rich elite. They say as many as 300 young children were raped and murdered in Belgium. And the rich would come from Spain and Portugal and France and Germany to participate. Folks, the Bible says that Satan is Lord, is God with a small g, not with a capital G, of this world. Satan is God of this world. And the Apostle Paul said that many of these men do such horrible things, unspeakable things in private. He says we know what they're doing and it's so terrible we don't even talk about it. They think God is not watching. They think God can't see. Some years ago, I opened up an issue of Time magazine, and they used to have an obituary column. They call it, like, I don't know, changing milestones or something, but it was an obituary column, famous people who died. And they just mentioned it in passing and who they were. And they had about five people mentioned in, I think, Time magazine that particular week, celebrities who had died. And right away at the top of the celebrity list, I noticed Anton Zander LaVey. He had founded the Church of Satan and authored the Satanic Bible. And there, and they mentioned the date that he had died, and I can't recall it now, but you can read about it on Wikipedia or, you know, Google it up online and find out when LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, when he died. And I looked. And right down from him on the same obituary, in the same obituary column, it said that Lord Edmund de Rothschild died. And they died the same day. Rothschild, one of the richest and most evil men in the world, died the same day as LaVey. And both of them were Zionist pagan Jews. That's right. The founder of the Church of Satan was a Jew. And of course, so was Rothschild. They died the very same day. And I thought, well, how ironic, how interesting. That was the day they discovered that hell is not a nice place and that their infernal majesty, the devil, would be forced to torture them. That was the day they found out there was a God and it wasn't them. I thought about that. The day they both broke hell wide open, Rothschild and LaVey. Well, I don't think there was really celebration in heaven because God's not happy that any man perish. Not even LaVey, not even Rothschild. The Bible says that God would have it that no man perish, but that every man receive eternal life through Christ Jesus. If any man deserves hell, though, it would be Sandusky, the coach up at Penn State University. Now, you've heard about him in the news. I'm not going to talk very much about the details. 40 counts on the indictment. Many victims that he had. And then this other filthy, dirty coach. And if you don't like me saying it, well, turn the knob. Go to another frequency, another web page. But Joe Paterno, you are a filthy, dirty old man. He lasted way too long as a coach, probably 45 years too long. The governor of Pennsylvania said he was involved in the firing of the president of Penn State University and Paterno. I'm reading from Newsmax.com. The news item says Pennsylvania Governor Corbett said that Paterno's failure to follow up on sexual abuse claims doomed him to be fired. Folks, a lower-level coach came to Paterno and said, I saw this horrible thing happening. This 6'5" coach, Sandusky, having, and dare I even say it, a perverted type of sex, naked, him and a boy in the shower room. And Paterno did nothing. Well, he did go and talk to the athletic director, and they decided to take the key away from Coach Sandusky. Oh, yes. Oh, he's having sodomy and sex with little boys, 10-year-old boys, a 6'5" monster of a man, a football coach. And we'll restrict him by taking away his key to the shower room. Are you kidding me? Listen, I don't have any evidence of this, but if you are told what happened there by a coach who came to you and said, I saw this happening, and you do nothing but take away the guy's key to the darn shower room, you don't tell me that Joe Paterno didn't know what was going on. I want to know this. Without any evidence, I still ask the question. He needs to be investigated. Was he part of this ring to rape little boys? Was Joe Paterno part of it? I don't see how he could not have been. It's my opinion. I don't have a proof. I don't have an investigative team to go and check it out. They had an investigative team, and they didn't do diddly squat in Pennsylvania. Told everybody found out about what was going on, they had to do something. Finally, it got too big. And Joe Paterno, I didn't know. I guess I should have done more. Shut up, you filthy, dirty old man, Paterno. Go talk to your priest about it, your raping priest of the Catholic Church who do the same thing. Tell them you didn't know what was going on. You liar. Somebody's would text, look at all the great things he did in football. I don't care. A young boy's life is more important than a million football games. And I'm a football fan, friends. He's Paterno, the whole lot of them. If he's not a queer, I don't know who is. And I'm talking about Joe Paterno. That's my opinion. So, well, you wouldn't get any proof, Tex. Yeah, well, I do have some proof. The fact that he let this guy do all these things by taking away his key. But, of course, the guy had an office there and a key to his office. He had a key to the locker rooms. He had full access at the university so he could be a big shot and rape these little kids and influence their lives forever horribly. But the question still comes out. It is now being investigated by a few small reporters because the big media are still trying to cover this up. It's just like the coach Fine, the basketball coach up in Syracuse. Now it comes out of ESPN, the world's largest sports network, had a copy of a tape recording of a phone call of Coach Fine's wife talking with one of the young men who had been raped by her husband or molested. And she admitted on the tape recording in the phone, yes, I saw him doing it. I know he does these things. And you're not the only victim, she said. But university, hear nothing, see nothing, do nothing. The president of Syracuse needs to be fired. The head coach at Syracuse needs to be fired. Don't tell me they knew nothing. Let me tell you something, friends. I've got guys work for me right here at this ministry. I would know if they're homosexual. And they wouldn't stay here 5 minutes working for me if I found out they had molested a little boy. 5 minutes. That'd be just enough time for them to clear out their desk and hack out the back door. I know the guys I have working for me are not homosexuals. And I would have known if I was a coach. Coaches are close. They know what's going on. The university probably got millions of dollars from donors who were rewarded with the bodies of little boys that they ravaged. That's what I think was really going on there. And it's going on across America. It's a sickening, disgusting thing. And we need to have the courage. ESPN was given a copy of the tape of the phone recording that had been made of the wife of Coach Fine and this young man. They kept the recording under wrap, didn't even turn it over to the cops. The head of ESPN sports programming, fire him. The whole staff that knew the tape was there and didn't turn it over to the cops, fire them all. We're not talking about some small thing. We're talking about the rape of little boys. And they had a copy of the tape at ESPN. How can you ever trust watching anything at ESPN? Every sports announcer there. And listen, if I was on the basketball team of Syracuse, I'd go to the head coach and I'd say, we will never play for you again. Get out of our sight. Don't play. The whole team needs to refuse to play. It's time we stood up for what's right in America. If we can't stand up for poor, innocent little boys, who in heaven's name will we stand up for? God asked the question in the Old Testament, who will stand up for me against the evildoers? Now you listen to me close, folks. You want a reward from God? Then stand up for children. You want a blessing? Then you say, not on my watch. Wherever you're at in the world, I don't care if you're in a food store and you see a little boy being abused, slapped around or something by his mother. You're walking in a parking lot and you see a parent abusing their kids. Or you hear about the next door neighbor and what he's done to his children or something that's horrible. Don't walk on by. I'm going to tell you something right now. God knows how to exact a penalty from you. And it is as much a crime not to intervene as it would be if you did the thing yourself. That's right. That's right. I don't let anybody even abuse animals around me. I mean, if necessary, I'll get into fisticuffs with somebody. And I'm a 67-year-old man. But nobody is going to torment or torture a dog or a cat or a bird or any animal around Tex Mars. I take that personal. Well, you know, let's just go on with our secrets today. At least you know my heart on this thing. You may not agree with me. Write to me. Tell me how wrong I am. I'll read your letter, but it's not going to change my mind at all, so don't waste your time. There are letters that change me, and then there are letters that don't. And pleading to feel sorry for a sexual molester is not one of the things that's going to impress me. I can tell you that right now. Well, got a nice letter from Bubba Haupt, H-A-U-P-T, Reginald Bubba Haupt, Jr., used to be an attorney in Savannah, Georgia. Now, that's a crooked Masonic town if you've ever seen one. I was there recently in Savannah. Beautiful place. Looks like it's set still back in the Civil War, the war between the states. Gorgeous city. Bubba Haupt lived there, and Bubba Haupt did make a mistake. And he started pulling one of those Martha Stewart type of stock things. You know, he had some insider information and sold stock. Shouldn't have done that. He's admitted his error, and he got sent to prison for it. Well, Bubba repented, became a believer in Jesus Christ. He got out of prison, and he wrote a book entitled Gods of the Lodge, an expose of the Masonic Lodge and the true devil gods that it worships. You know, we offer that book here in the ministry. Now, think of this. A very distinguished lawyer from down south writing a book exposing Freemasonry, the Masonic Lodge. It just so happens that Savannah is eaten up by Freemasons. The whole town's run by Masons. This guy had the courage to expose Freemasonry. What happens to you in a closed environment like that? Think about it. Would you have the guts to do it? He did. And they found some new charges and sent him back to prison. That's where he's at now. Wrote me a nice letter. And by the way, the short time he was out of prison, he started three different Christian ministries, including a ministry to the homeless. He couldn't be a lawyer anymore. They took away his law license. He said, I don't care. I made a mistake, and I'm going to serve Jesus from now on. But serving Jesus and writing a book exposing Freemasons can get you in trouble in Savannah, Georgia. He wrote me a nice letter recently, and he said that he's going to be released within the next 5 to 6 months. He also mentioned to me that he went back to prison because the fact is, the fact is that the judge and the district attorney in his case turned out to be Freemasons. They didn't like him writing that book. Now, here's the thing. The book went out of print, and no publisher would publish it. It's an outstanding book. We offered it. Here's what I've done. I wrote to Bubba in his prison cell, and I said, I'd like to republish that book right here at our ministry. It's a great book. If you'll agree, we'll publish the book and we'll pay you royalties as an author and such. Got a nice letter back. It said, "Dear Brother Morris, thank you for your letter and your kind offer regarding my book, Gods of the Lodge. I enclose the return of your agreement approved and signed by me." Then he went on to talk a little bit about it, and he asked for prayer, not so much for himself, but to pray for his family. He says they have been the real victims of Satan's lies and fury. Well, do pray for Brother Haupt, and especially for his family, would you, my friends? Meanwhile, we got the book out, and we're sending it off to the press. We're going to get it printed up. We're going to have a new edition of it, a new cover, and you'll see it in our January 1st newsletter and online. Now, I want to tell you, this is the best book. It's about 208 pages, so it's not in like some gigantic book, but you'll enjoy it. If you didn't buy a copy of this when we were offering it, now's your chance again. It's been out of print for years now, but now we're bringing it back. It's still as timely as it was. Gods of the Lodge. Now, wait for it to show up in our newsletter next month, or in our January 1st newsletter, actually, or online. You know, our webpage, powerofprophecy.com. And when you see it, we'll say it's out. You know, we'll announce it. Then you can order it. You'll love the book, I promise you. I've read it several times myself. And I appreciate Brother Haupt. I call him brother because he is a Christian brother. And you know, people make mistakes in life. He paid for his mistakes. And he lost his law license for one thing. But listen to me, friends. It's not a good thing to make a mistake by sinning like he did. I say a mistake. Let's face it. They call it mistakes now that we call it just sinning, right? That's what it is. It's a crime. He did it. He served his time. The real bad thing is the individual who doesn't learn from his errors, from his sins. That's the bad thing about life. You know, if you make a mistake, go on. Say, "Lord, I messed up. I'm sorry. I repent." And then fix it. Fix your life. God has a purpose for you, dear friends. And you must discover that purpose. And you don't discover it by, you know, sitting around like the Rodin statue, you know, the thinker, and trying to think through things. A lot of people do that. "I want to find out who I am." Shut up. Show me your birth certificate. I'll tell you who you are. "Oh, I want to find out what my purpose is in life." Let me tell you something, friends. Here's how to find out what your purpose is. Do the best that you can. Pray and ask Jesus to walk with you every day of your life. He will show you. In fact, here's the amazing thing. He will make it happen. There's an old saying, you know, that life is what happens when you're making other plans. Think about that. Life is what happens when you're making other plans. God has a plan for you. It may not be your plan. And he puts people and things and events in your life. Who knows but what Brother Reginald Haupt was on the wrong road. He was on the road to hell. He was going down that way. And what happened to him and being sent to prison was a good thing. You say, "Tex, that can't be." But it is. God's brought me down a notch or two. I don't mind telling you. Friends, listen, when you're on top of the mountain, you don't look up. You really don't. You look down. That's the wrong way to do it. But when you're down in the valley, stuck way down there, let me tell you, you raise your head and look up for your redemption. You want some help. That's what I did when God brought me down. I said, "Lord, I can't do anything by myself." But you know, the Bible says, Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." Without me, you can do nothing. But with God, all things are possible. I think Brother Reggie Haupt, he has God. He has Jesus today. He has these Christian ministries that he started, helping the homeless and others. This man is on his way. He's just getting out of prison now. He's one of the most joyous men alive. Think about that, having Jesus and getting out of prison. Two great events. He's got a life ahead of him. I don't know. He's probably, I don't know how old he is, 50, 60 years old. He got rid of the things that held him back. The desire for money, the greed. They will hold you back. The man's free. He's free. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, let's go. We've got some other things here for you to look at, perhaps. The Jewish ADL. Oh, they're still active. Old Abe Foxman. He's crafty. He's crafty. They put out a report that said anti-Semitism is on the rise in the United States because of the attitudes of people, anti-Israel things. They did a survey of American attitudes toward Jews in America and found out that a lot of people are finding out about Israel and the Jews, and the ADL's not happy about this. They said there are anti-Semitic tendencies that have increased. Yeah, I bet. The internet is informing people for the first time because the media kept these things bottled up. What Israel is really all about. What the Jews have planned for the world and for you and me. Now, Abe Foxman is upset about it. They don't want people to find out these things. Anti-Semitic views are increasing. But here's the whole thing about it. It's really not anti-Semitism. If you don't agree with foreign policy in terms of Israel, they say you're an anti-Semite. If you complain because Sarah Silverman, the Jewish comedian, curses out Jesus on her in her HBO comedy show and mocks what Jesus did on the cross, this Jewish comedian, Sarah Silverman, if you complain about it, you're the anti-Semite. How dare you say anything about Miss Silverman? She's a wonderful Jewish comedian. Yeah, well, get real. That's why people's attitudes toward Israel are changing. We're finding what the Jews really are, the stuff that's been covered up from us. You know, I did a program recently called the Jewish Comedy Club. I expose Jewish comedians. One person wrote to me and said, Tex, this comedian you wrote about is really not Jewish. He's an atheist. Friends, you can be a Jew by race. You can be a Jew by religion. He's an atheist Jew. But, you know, some people are always looking. You know, it's like a man, a good friend of mine, he wrote a whole book. And after it was written, somebody wrote a scathing article about it, review of it, criticized the book, said it was unscholarly, unacademic. They gave one point about the book. They said why the author misspelled the word Zbigniew Brzezinski. Well, that made the whole book unscholarly. Now, friends, sit down right now. Can you spell the name Zbigniew Brzezinski? I bet 90% of the people would only put one Z in the last word, Brzezinski. But actually, it's B-R-Z-E-Z-I-N. Well, anyway. People try to find stuff. They do it on me all the time. You know, if I leave a comma off a sentence, they'll write me and say, you did the wrong thing. I can see you're totally uneducated, Tex Morris. You didn't put a comma after the word such and such. They look for anything. Now, not many people do that, I admit. Most people are lovely and generous, and I appreciate you. But there's a few of them out there that you just can't wait to get a little red pen and circle the arrows. And, you know, I go, okay, so you found a misspelled word. So you found a punctuation missing. Okay, I'll give you that. Does that make you feel good? Okay, no problem. I hadn't been mad at anybody that criticized me, Jerry, for years. Jerry's over here as my engineer. Can you imagine? Something must be wrong with me. I don't get very many scathing letters anymore. But the ones I get, I don't get mad at them. I appreciate them writing me. It sort of keeps me straight, you know. I don't get mad at anybody. Folks think I'm going to write a letter text. I'm going to really get his goat. No, you're not going to get my goat. Hey, that's a good old saying, by the way. That comes from the Masonic Lodge. But we're not going to talk about it today. Don't let anybody get your goat. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. This is Tex Mars. The real Tex. The real Mars. The captain from Mars. That's what they used to call me when I was a captain in the Air Force. Captain Mars. I like that. We'll be right back. Stay with us, won't you? Hello, friends. Tex Mars again. My new video is, I mean, we're right at the end of the production thing. And oh, boy. Die, America, Die is the name of it. It's an amazing thing. And I want to thank the Lord Jesus for giving me the information, the research, the material, and all of you who have sent me material about America being on its deathbed. I'm telling you folks, this is one of the most important videos I've ever done, entitled Die America Die. They're killing America. They're destroying our country, and it's an intentional, purposeful, murderous action. You'll see things you haven't seen in there. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of news clippings and items and, oh my goodness gracious, Die America Die. You'll find out the connection of Red China, George Soros, the Rothschilds, the top congressmen in America, from Pelosi to Chuckie Schumer. I mean, from Rick Perry to whoever. I mean, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, this has got all the traitors, treasonous parties. It's an amazing thing. Listen, Red China has been chosen to be the leader of the New World Order. And America has been demoted. Our dollar is being smashed and killed. And our economy has been chosen to be leveled, to be knocked down. You won't believe what the stuff that I report about the Fed Reserve. Now, listen, folks, I've done a lot of research, and I want to again say, God help me in getting these materials. I got the entire audit report, the very first audit report done in history on the Fed Reserve. I got a copy of it. It's over 200 pages long. They keep saying we need to audit the Fed. We audited the Fed. Since 1913, there's only been one audit, and I have a copy of the report. And you won't believe it. They gave out trillions of dollars to foreign corporations and banks, including American banks and corporations. You won't believe who's been getting your money. Trillions, not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars. And Congress didn't even approve it. Obama didn't put out an executive order. Ben Bernanke, the Jewish head of the Federal Reserve, I call it the Jewish Sanhedrin of the Fed Reserve. He's the high priest. Fence, this is an amazing thing. This is what they're doing to our country. You'll learn about what's going on behind the scenes in schools, in marketing. It's an astonishing video. It really is. I think once it was all put together, organized, everything put together, and you know how I do these things. I've never had a script for a video. I don't have a script for my radio programs. A lot of people say, how can you do that, Tex? Listen, I give credit to God. This video is about 80, I think it's, Jerry, it's about 84 minutes long. It's come out, not around 80 minutes. We were shooting for 90, but we cut out some of the stuff that wasn't as important because we wanted to pack in as much as we could that was vital and important. It's about 80 to 84 minutes. I think we said 90, but folks, expect to be 80 to 84. Now here's the thing. It's going to be out in just a few days. Now, give us time. You know, we're getting it printed and all that stuff. We got the duplicator right here in Austin, Texas, and we've already got the cover designed and all printed up and all this other stuff. So we got a few more days of work on it. So give us another week to get it to you. But you can order it now. Order it now, and we'll put your name down, make up the postal shipping thing, you know. We stick it on the envelope and mail it out the day we get it in. So you will be one of the first people in all the world to get a copy of this video, Die America Die. And I promise you, if you don't like it, you can return it. But when I say like, actually, you're not going to like it. You're going to get mad. I was sitting watching the final result. Now, imagine, I'm the one that did the video. I'm the voice on the video. I'm the one that did all the research over these years. But I sat down this morning again, and I watched the video full length. I got angry. I wanted to kick my TV. What I said, settle down. Let me get you a cup of coffee, Tex. I said, I'm getting angry. St. George Soros saying, Americans, don't try to resist. China will be the leader of the New World Order. I wanted to grab Soros by the throat, and he was on cellulose. He was on a film. I didn't really want to grab him by the throat. I just want to yank him. Just by the big toe, maybe. I don't know. But here's how to get the video. Now, again, it's about a little bit over 80 minutes long. All right? 80-something minutes long. Die, America, die. Phone us. Toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. And whoever answers, we have the kindest, nicest people in the world answering the phone here. And simply say, I want to order that video. And they'll ask you, you know, for your, you do, how you want to pay, what charge card you want to use or whatever. You can send us, the video is $25. Please add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $30. Send us $30 with a little note saying, text, send me Die America Die. And we'll get it right back to you. Okay. Now, some of you have already ordered in advance. We got your envelopes all prioritized, all ready to go. Okay. So you'll be the first if you've already ordered it. So I'm giving you a little heads up that it'll be about one more week before it gets to you. All right. Please be patient with us. You know, we have a small staff here. We work very, very hard. And I can tell you, and the kind of folks I have here, if I need them on at night, on weekend, they're there, and I don't want to impose on them very much. This is, you know, we're getting into the holiday season, but they're willing to work hard for you. And we're going to have, we've got a lot of orders backed up on this already because we offered it, you know, advance orders, yeah. And we've got a lot of advance orders. If you've already ordered it, don't say, I wonder what they're going to do with my order. Folks, you're in line, and you'll get the first copies. But you can order it now if you have not done so, and be a little patient because it's finally here. We're having it manufactured now. Find a little bit of, you know, a little bit of editing, a little bit of music going in. You know, you need that stuff, I guess. I just deal with the facts. You know, I don't care about the music, but I don't know. Nowadays, you know, it's makes it more eventful or something. I don't know what it is, but we're the finishing touches. Now, here's how to get it. Again, call us toll free 1-800-234-9673. Write to us. Write to text Mars or Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. We've been here way over a decade. We're old timers, Jerry. Old timers. Well, not you. I know you're still young, virile. Champion high school referee. He does all the big games. You know, Texas has all these top teams. He's out there. And they won't even want him to go to the University of Texas games and help him out, all that stuff. You're a real big shot, Jerry. And I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad we're not at Penn State. At the University of Texas. Okay, we'll go with that. Oh, yeah. He's my protector here. He's my bodyguard. Nobody's going to mess with us when we have Jerry Barrett. And he's a nice guy, too. If you have talked with Jerry on the phone, you're going to like him right away. He's got a way about him. Everybody likes him. They think I'm the meanie. And Jerry's a nice guy. I'm the meanie. It's not that way at all. He's the meanie. I'm the nice guy. But a lot of people don't understand that. Okay. Now, you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, and you'll see the video, slap onto it there, and give us a charge card or PayPal or whatever. powerofprophecy.com. And by the way, I'm such a narcissistic maniac, egomaniac. The website even has my name on it. Of all things, textmars.com. Okay, textmars.com. Let's return to our regular program now. Die, America, die. $30 total. That includes shipping, handling, the whole bit. We'll get it out to you. Bring some friends over. Get some Coca-Colas or a coffee or tea, and if you don't drink that, drink water. I don't care what you drink, distilled water, whatever it is. And, get your wife to cook a big cake, have a party. Or you cook it, guys. Why not? Yeah. I do it all the time, don't I, Jerry? I do all the cooking at home. I do everything at home. Hey, Wanda's not listening, is she? Yeah, she's not. No, she's we got the door closed, Jerry. We're safe. Oh, but God knows I'm lying. That's the problem. He knows when I feel. Okay. Hey, Wanda's the best cook in the world. She really is. She's not even hearing me now. She's outside. I can honestly say that. I married her, you know, a little bit for her cooking. She was pretty. Then she cooked good. And, yeah, I mean, what can I do? I was helpless. I was vulnerable. She caught me at a vulnerable stage. When I was hungry, I liked to eat. and she dressed up real pretty. I couldn't help it. Jerry, I know how you and Leslie are. You and Leslie are the same way. She cheated to get you, didn't she, Leslie? Yes, she cheated. She dressed up nice, and she's a sweet girl anyway. It's terrible. We have no alternative. And it's been over 3 decades. Wanda's wrapped me around her little finger. I can't escape. Started, you know, like with velvet gloves. She's my, you know, I'm her captor. Folks, do not write Wanda and tell her what I'm saying. I'll be in real Dutch. I promise you. Oh, she's sweet. Okay. Hey, got a letter from Jesse. You know who you are. He was at the AFP conference. Boy, I had a good time at that American Free Press conference. We were on this cruise boat and going around the Potomac, seeing all the sights. I didn't pay much attention to that. It was the people that I like to meet. Isaac was there, a guy named Isaac, Brother Isaac. He's a big, handsome guy. He and his wife, she was a sweetheart. And he grabbed me and hugged my neck, you know. And he said, you promised me a hug if I came to your conference and heard you speak. And I did. And I'd forgot all about it. But he was such a nice guy. He was just really pleasant, you know. And so I enjoyed meeting he and his precious wife. And there were so many more, you know. Here's one, Jesse. He was there. And he gave me some evidence that showed that people are now being, I don't know if you call it injected, or they're having biochips, let's call it RFID microchips, implanted in their bodies. And this didn't happen to him. He's a retired fireman. Jesse, if you're listening out there, see there, I do. I remember what you said. And he sent me some radiological evidence, an X-ray and such, that shows the chip that they put in. I think this is happening to people. They go in for an appendix operation, they come out with a chip in their body somewhere. Now, folks, please don't be paranoid and worry about that you've got a chip or anything. What are they going to find out about you? You know, they're going to be able to track you. So what? Where do you go? I know it's not right, and I'm against the Big Brother state, but don't worry about it so much, okay? You know, ask God to turn it off. I think God will turn it off. Got a letter from Dr. Douglas. He's done a lot of exposing. He puts out the Douglas Report. William Campbell Douglas, the second, M.D., he said, spy chips have entered the mainstream, and you're at risk if you take one. It causes cancer. You know, some people want all their children to be chipped, so if they're kidnapped or whatever, they can follow them. A Masonic program, yes, the Freemasons are offering to give a free chip to children. Don't do that, folks. Don't do it. He said, it's a cancer catastrophe in the making. It's not only Big Brother, but it might give you cancer. Well, we go to money cancer from that story. Fed now has admitted that they've given out, well, over $1 trillion to banks. Seems like in 2008 and 2009, when we all found out about this financial crisis, but they told us, don't worry, the bigger banks are all safe. You know, they put out these glowing reports. There's no other banks that are going to go bankrupt. You don't have to worry about it. Oh, yeah. Turns out now that the Fed was forced to inject over $1 trillion into the banks to prevent them from going bankrupt. Folks, every major bank in America was on the verge of bankruptcy. Maybe they deserve to go bankrupt after what they did, leveraging up the mortgages in America, the subprime mortgages, ripping off customers. Boy, no doubt about it. Hey, I got a letter from John. You know who you are, John. He wrote me and he wanted some information about what I had reported when I was on Alex Jones' show recently. And I reported that Goldman Sachs, the bank, bought up the largest manufacturer of warehouses in the world. And they have built 200,000 warehouses in Red China and are filling them up with aluminum and tin and gold. By the way, all this is covered in my new video. I give you proof of this. Red China has tens of thousands of new warehouses built by one of the world's most powerful big banks, Goldman Sachs. What's a bank doing building warehouses and filling them up with all kinds of commodities, from tin to aluminum to uranium ore to lumber? China's getting ready for something. China's getting ready for something big. They're storing up. They've been buying tons and tons and tons of coal from America. Coal, uranium ore from the United States. Lumber. all kinds of things going into Red China, with Goldman Sachs helping by building the warehouses. And Brother John asked me, said, this begs the question, why are they doing this? What's really happening? And he says also, and listen to this, now he comes from Bellingham, Washington. That's on the coast there, the Pacific coast of Washington State, up in the, you know, the northwest perimeter of the United States. He says, where I live in Bellingham, Washington, Goldman Sachs is planning to build a coal shipping port. And I thought that information would be something good for you to look into, Tex. Yeah, it will be. Thank you much for that information. A coal, C-O-A-L, shipping port to take America's coal and ship it from Washington State, you know, all the way to Red China. And Goldman Sachs is responsible. Quite interesting. Hey, you know, I did a feature article in my newsletter and online on powerprophecy.com asking the question whether we, the old America, should secede from the new America. Secession. Now, I didn't necessarily mean that we would set up our own country, physical country, and all go there to live. You know, like take three states or get some island in the Pacific or the Atlantic and, you know, all go there and live together, which may not be a bad idea with the way things are going in continental United States. But, you know, there is another way you can secede. You can do it in your heart and in your mind. You know, the Bible says that Christians that we live, we are, we're in existence in the world, but we are not of the world. And Jesus himself said, if you were of the world as Christians, then the world would love you because the world loves its own. But because I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Did you know the world hates you? You know, a lot of Christians try to cozy up to the world. They want to compromise with the world. They want to be, you know, if they're a pastor, an evangelist like a Billy Graham or, you know, Chuck Colson or I don't know, who would you, you know, the America's pastor, the guy out in California, yeah, Rick Warren or Joel Osteen in Houston. They want to be part of the world. They want the world to love them. They want to be on the most admired poll list every year. But the Bible actually says we're at enmity. That means at war with the world. And Jesus said, if you're a true Christian, the world will not love you. Oh. And he said, what they did or are going to do to me, they will do to you also. Ooh. What they did to Jesus, he said, they will do to you also. They will even kill you. This is Jesus' words. They will kill you and think they do God service. But you know what they do? God service. They're God. Satan or Lucifer. They're doing him a great service by getting rid of you because you're not of the world, but you are in the world and you're winning people for Jesus' kingdom. And that makes him angry and furious at you. How dare you take my people? They're my soldiers slated for hell. And because of you, I don't have them in my ranks anymore. That makes the devil angry. And he'll get back at you if he can. Some people have come to me and they said, Tex, I don't understand. I was a sinner. I was doing whatever I wanted to do. I know I was living like hell, but I did all these bad things and nothing ever happened to me. I wasn't happy. I was not joyous, but you know, I was living my life, making my money, had a good job, whatever, had, you know, people that liked me, had a nice family. Then I became a Christian and all hell broke loose. Suddenly everybody was mad at me. My employer was down on me. My wife was angry or my husband was mad at me. My kids started talking back to me. I lost my job. All kind of bad things. Why is it that bad things happen to Christians? Well, the world is opposed to you. You're at war with the world. That's why. But don't worry. Jesus has overcome the world. You can secede right where you're at. you can say, I refuse to be a part of this anymore. I'll be of the world, in the world. You can live your life, do your job, you know, take your kids to school, go do normal things. But you can never be normal as a Christian. That's where people want to. They want to compromise. They want to be part of the world. You better remember, friends, you've been chosen. You've been taken out of the world. You have been translated. That means you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're different than they are. You can't go back. That's like a dog vomiting and then going back and eating, licking it all up. Paul said that's what it is. A dog returning to its vomit. Well, it looks like the Pope is returning to his vomit, if he ever left it. Remember where Pope John Paul II went to Assisi, Italy, and did the sacrilege of letting the Buddhist monk, the Dalai Lama, conduct services in a Catholic cathedral there? And he met with the snake handlers from Tojo and African shamans and witches and all kinds of horrible so-called ministers and priests and imams and all that. Well, Pope Benedict the 16th has now done the same thing in Assisi, Italy, the same place where Pope John Paul II met with all these devil worshiping ministers and so forth back in 1986. It appears that Pope Benedict has gone back again, and Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims and snake handlers and everybody else were there. Pope Benedict the 16th. The Catholics call it a rainbow of faiths. A rainbow of faiths. One by one, the newspaper says, from Assisi, Italy, the monks, priests, and patriarchs stood up and committed themselves to working together in harmony for dialogue, justice, and peace, and for a more equitable and friendly world. There were even four participants at the assembly or the conference who professed no faith at all. They were atheist or agnostic, whichever. They too were welcomed by the Pope. What a man. What a devil he serves. Well, I want to end with this item, this month's feature newsletter that we have up on our website now, Power Prophecy. It's all about a Christian monk named Sergius Nelus. Sergius Nelus. You know, I talked about him not too long ago. His full name, Sergei Alexandrovich Nelus. Well, I'm not going to say all that. I'm just going to say Sergius or Sergei Nelus. He was the man who gave the world the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. He was given them by a Russian woman who had been living in Paris, France. And these protocols, as it turned out, had come from the International Zionist Congress of 1897 in Basel, Switzerland. And they were supposed to only go out to the top-level Jews in the world, the Rothschilds and the others. But she managed to get a copy of the protocols. And she secreted them to Russia and to this monk, this well-known monk, Mr. Nelus, or monk minister Nelus, N-I-L-U-S. And there everything changed. Because Nelus in 1905 published them in his book, which was called The Great Within the Small and The Coming of the Antichrist. He said these protocols, this was Nelus's contention in his book, these protocols of the Jews, of the learned elders of Zion, prove that we're on the very threshold of having Antichrist come to this earth. And Russia has been chosen for horrible things. He said, Satan is at our door. And nothing will be the same. And we Christians must come together as one immediately and pray and intercede and ask God to help us, because the Antichrist has come upon us. The devil is here. People said, oh, he's a fanatic. He's crazy. We've got a nice, friendly country here in Russia. We've got the Tsar and his lovely family. And, you know, we've got the royalty and we've got the merchants and everything is great here. We're one of the strongest and most powerful countries in the world here in Russia. We don't have anything to fear at all. Nealis though said, look, read this in my book, these protocols. I didn't create these. These are not a forgery. They're true. No one believed. A dozen years later, and not just 12 years later, folks, in 1917, there was a revolution in Russia caused when Russia had been weakened by entry into World War I against Germany. And the communist Bolsheviks that were 98 to 99% Jewish grabbed the hair of the whole Russian Empire, the scalp, and blood began to pour and pour and pour. And the entire empire of Russia, the Tsar and his entire family, the young girls, his son, were all taken and shot to death by the communists. And Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin and Kaganovich and Yagoda and all the other monsters, Jews, who were Bolshevik communists. Many of them had participated in the International Zionist Congress of 1897, just a decade earlier, in Basel, Switzerland. And now they were taking over one of the most powerful countries and empires in the world, and all hell broke loose, and it ended up in just 5 or 6 decades with 66 million people being butchered and tortured and slaughtered and 10,000 gulag concentration camps set up throughout the Russian Empire by the communists. 10,000. Folks, Hitler had nothing to compare with this. In fact, he learned from Trotsky and Stalin and Lenin. That's how Germany learned about such camps. But it wasn't the Jews going to the camps in Russia. It was the Christian Gentiles. Churches were closed down. The cross of Jesus defaced everywhere. Churches were turned into whorehouses, brothels, barns. Many were burned down. It was fashionable to be an atheist if you couldn't be a Jew. Rabbis were promoted to the highest offices of the land. Only the rabbis and the Jews ended up with the most fancy homes and castles. The royalty were all killed and their homes and mansions were taken over and given to Russian Jewish commissars. Nealis had prophesied it. We're on the threshold of great evil. And it was found in the Protocols of Zion. Folks, they don't want you to know about the Protocols of Zion. We have that. We have that book. We offered it. We published the same edition. Just put a new cover on it. You can order it from us. $25. That's shipping and handling and everything. You can get the Protocols of Zion. No one else in the world would publish it. They said, Tex, it's dangerous. We fear for your life if you publish this book. But I feared God. I feared God if I didn't. That's why we published it. Protocols of Zion. Nealis was taken away when the communists took power. He was taken away to a prison camp. He was severely punished. He died a martyr for having published the Protocols of Zion. That alone is proof of its truthfulness, its authenticity, that the man who gave the world the Protocols of Zion, the first to publish it in 1905 in Russia, was taken away, was tried and convicted for having published the book by the communist Jews, and became a martyr for Jesus Christ. Sergius Nealis, who died January the 14th, 1929, and as a famous radio announcer used to say, and now, friends, you know the rest of the story. And by the way, that man would be Paul Harvey. We give him credit for that. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. We've had a volume of secrets today. It'd been great having you as my guest here at the studio in Austin, Texas. Won't you tune in each week during this same time? Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.